Welcome to episode 199 of the Family Podcast Network. We almost bees at 200s, baby.
Welcome to the Family Podcast Network, where we help you work with your tough kids, and even those that aren't. Coming to you from Tuscola, Texas, home and headquarters of the Family Podcast Network, here's your host, Trey Gibson.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of the Family Podcast Network, helping you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. It doesn't matter if you don't have a kid, if you're expecting, if you're a brand new mom and dad, or even if you're a seasoned veteran parent, there is always something that we can do to take our parenting to the next level. The date today is February the 27th, 2013. Our topic for today is, kids, we're getting a divorce. Yeah, that's right. We had a listener email right in on the topic suggestion page, which don't forget, you guys can all do that. But they wrote in and said, hey, we'd like to, I mean, it was just very simple and very plain. I'd like to hear stuff then on helping kids through divorce. Very, very simple question, yet a very, very robust question. I mean, there's a lot to this. And we're going to go through as best as I can what we can do with it today. We're going to cover a little bit about how do we get our kids, like, I mean, how do we tell our kids about it? I mean, in an ideal world, I wish this wasn't a conversation I could even have. In an ideal world, I wish this wasn't something that I even needed to do a show over. But the reality is it happens. And the reality is that it probably won't stop happening. And so it's good to know what can we do with this, because the fact of the matter is, above all things, our kids are vital to us, even if we're in the middle of something like a divorce. And we've got to know, how do we get them through it? Can it be done without them being destroyed, ripped up, totally messed up for the rest of their life? Answer is yes. Today, we're going to find out how. Before we do that, guys, let's get into our housekeeping. Guys, if you want to get notified of all the new episodes that come out, if you want to make sure that you know bright and early, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning, what is it that Trey talked about on Monday? What did Trey talk about on Wednesday? What did Jeff and Trey go over on Friday on the Real Family Guys podcast? You can actually find that out first thing when you wake up. If you're like me, I mean, you can call me what you will and say that I'm way too addicted to my technology, but the first thing that I do when I wake up is I grab my phone, I turn off my alarm, and I look to see what emails I've got. Some work, some FPN, some personal. I go and clear those out first. And I like to know, I subscribe to multiple podcasts that are out there. I mean, a bunch of them. And the first thing I want to know is what's on the Survival Podcast this morning. I want to know what's there. I can look, I can see what that episode is and think, man, I really want to check this out. Or it might be something I'm like, yeah, I'm going to wait till this weekend. Not that big a deal. Boom, baby. Problem solved. I'm not sitting there listening to an episode that I'm not particularly interested in. Right then, it's good. I do that so that way you make sure you never miss out on an episode. Make sure that you don't get that one episode that if you just would have heard last week, you'd be like, dang it, that would have made things so different. All you got to do, go to thefamilypodcastnetwork.com. Over on the right-hand side, enter your name and your email address. You'll be put on that list. It is something that I offer to you guys completely for free. And make sure, never miss that episode. If you guys do, you will get a free copy of my ebook, a book that was so ridiculously successful that I've moved it over to you guys for free just because I felt like that was something I really should do. So anyway, go get a free copy of that. Sign up for that. Put yourself on that list. It's awesome. Okay, next, guys, if you want to like us on Facebook, it sure would be great, man. You can actually like this episode individually by going to thefamilypodcastnetwork.com, and in the little Facebook browser bar right above the play button on this, you can share this over to Facebook. Throw some words down. Man, I love this. Trey had a great point about that. Philip, you know who you are. I know you listen to this show. You are the best at that. And I tell you, it does not go unnoticed all the time. You're like, my good friend and dad, Trey, wrote this the other day. And I should appreciate you when you put that. It means a lot to me. And thank you so much for that. Guys, also go check out the blog. My wife, Corey, keeps our blog updated with parenting tidbits. Let me tell you, I love teaching this stuff, but guess who it is who stays home with the kids? Guess who it is that uses everything that we talk about here? I'm only half the equation in what we've created here, Guess who's the person who uses this stuff all day? It's my wife. So if you really want to get a good skinny on what this looks like in application, one of the best ways to do it is go to thefamilypodcastnetwork.com/blog or on thefamilypodcastnetwork.com. Click on blog on the upper navigation bar and jump over there. My wife writes those. Let me tell you, she's good. I know what she writes about every week, and I go read her stuff anyway because it's that stinking good. Go check that out. Guys, if you want to support the show, man, I really want to help Trey reach out to more families, more parents. I want other parents to get these epiphanies, these aha moments, this, oh my God, there's some other buddy else out there that thinks like me. If you want to help be a part of supporting that, we have a group of members who have already stepped up and said, we want to be a part of supporting this show, Trey. We want to be a part of helping you get this word out there completely free in your podcast to other parents so that way they can start retaining their hair and not yanking it out. If you want to do that, you can do that by becoming a PTAC or Parents for the Ethical Treatment of Adolescents and Kids. If you go to our PTAC page, you can do it at a month-by-month basis. Nice $5 a month comes out of your account, no problem. Again, guys, you say, oh, well, what's $5? You would be amazed at how far $5 can cover me and stuff like that. Or if you want to do a 13% savings, you can do a year-long version of it and at $50, which, again, is about 13% savings that helps me out, helps keep this show going. And my goal is eventually to get what I call the 1,000 true fan model, to get 1,000 friends, 1,000 people that are ready to step up for this show and help take care of it. So that way I can retire from my day jobs and go solely to supporting this show. And in reality, probably what we'll do is we'll bump that up to maybe 5 of these a week. And anyway, consider doing that, guys. PTACers, funny little play on PETA. Parents for the Treatment of Adolescents and Kids. Help us get the word out. Next, guys, if you have any questions, comments, thoughts, topics, encouragement that you want to leave us, there's lots of ways that you guys can do that. Number one, you can always email us, TreyGibson@thefamilypodcastnetwork.com. You can email me about anything, guys. I answer all my emails. Some of them take longer than others. Some of them are trickier than others, and in the occasion, I get lost with the stuff because I get so many emails that come in. I get inundated, and I try to prioritize them, but the reality is that sometimes I just get swamped, and I lose them. So if you haven't heard from me in a while and you had a question, please feel free to resubmit it. I try to answer every question that we can get in as quickly as possible. Guys, you can also leave a voicemail, thefamilypodcastnetwork.com. Over on the right side, you'll see it says Ask Trey a Question. If you have a microphone attached to your computer, SpeakPipe makes a wonderful ability for you to be able to record on that. New update, guys. New update. SpeakPipe has now made it available for you to do that and to leave messages on my site through SpeakPipe on your iPhone and your iPad. Boom, baby. So cool. They also have an app that you can get by SpeakPipe where you can enter in our name, which is Family Podcast. And if you do that, it allows you to leave direct messages straight to me right off your iPad or iPhone as well. Great way to do that, guys. You can also call us, 661-PARENT-0, 661-PARENT, and the number 0. If you're in the car and you had a topic, a thought, a comment, a question, encouragement you wanted to leave us, you can do that through the voicemail on the phone as well. And then, guys, last, you can always go to our Contact Us page or Facebook. Those two are two ways to get a hold of me that you will hear back from me just as soon as I possibly can. I do want to apologize to everybody tonight. You might hear in my voice is a little strained tonight. There is a good reason for that. It's just the same old stuff that I've been dealing with since about middle of last week to start of last week. It's the same stuff. So I've got my cup, trusty Earl Grey here that is helping soothe some of that. But my voice is still kind of cracking and breaking just a little bit. So we'll do the best to be as clear and concise as we possibly can. So with all of the housekeeping wrapped up, guys, let's jump into our topic for today, which is kids. We're getting a divorce. That's right. Today we're going to talk a little bit about the fact of the matter is that we can't pretend that divorces don't happen. I'm very passionate about marriage, very passionate about relationships staying together. My wife and I run a sister show to the Family Podcast Network called TheMarriagePodcast.com. Again, that's like the Family Podcast Network, but minus the word network, the Family Podcast or TheMarriagePodcast.com. My wife and I co-host that show, where we talk a little bit about the ins and outs of how do we keep ourselves together, how do we bulletproof our marriages, how overall can we stay together in a world where we are highly supported to not. How do we stay together in a world that suggests that we should do the best that we can, but then break it out? We're very passionate about that. We believe in doing all that we can to keep marriages healthy, bulletproof, sustainable, and tough. But we cannot be dishonest with ourselves. And the reality is that for many people, divorces are happening. And they're devastating. They're devastating to each spouse. They're devastating to the kids. In many cases, I know some of them kind of walk out of it like, oh, thank God this is over. But we can't pretend that it's not happening. So some of you guys out there maybe listening is thinking, I think I'm going to shut this off because, you know, this is not a problem that we deal with. And I agree, that might very well be the issue. But I want you to hear me say this. There are a lot of people out there that don't have that, that do go through divorces, that will get divorces. And I think it's valuable for us to know what to do with kids because people may come to us, hey, I don't know what to do with my kid with all of this. What should I do? And any education that we can get in this, whether it be for ourselves or whether it be for information for other people, can be invaluable and can be the difference between a great separation or an absolutely horrible one. So anyway, you know, this is a reality for a lot of people. This is what we're going through. And frequently, this is really scary for kids. And I think if you guys are like me, when I'm in the middle of something amazingly traumatic, it's very difficult for me to see the needs of others sometimes. I'm not saying impossible. It just gets really hard. And I think a lot of times when we go through divorces and we've got hurts and pains, abuses in some cases, not necessarily physical, but sometimes mental and verbal and emotional, it gets a little harder sometimes to remember that the kids are often terrified. They have no idea what's going on. That one of the best models for solid relationships, staying together, was modeled by us as the spouses. And so a lot of times whenever this relationship gets destroyed, it leaves them not just questioning whether mommy and daddy love each other. That would be convenient if that's what it was. But for them, they often kind of extrapolate that into everything. You know, are mom and dad ever going to leave me? So it's important to know how we handle this because kids can often feel out of control. They can feel very uncertain. I mean, how many times have you ever felt uncertain? A while back, we announced a while back that my wife and I were looking for a house. And it was amazing how difficult just the uncertainty was to handle. You know, we'd looked, we found some houses, we found one that we really thought we were going to go ahead and get, but it just wound up not working out. But there was that uncertainty of just waiting, not knowing what was going to happen. Was the offer going to be accepted? You know, blah, 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 all this other stuff. So uncertainty can leave you feeling very unsettled. And kids often feel very unsettled, very uncertain. What's going to happen next? But I want you to hear me very clearly. This is all my message to everybody out there who's going through a divorce and you have kids. Listen carefully. You absolutely can get through this. Okay? We can make it out doing just fine. We can make it out okay. Our kids can make it out learning to be comfortable with the decision that was made. It's absolutely possible. Don't lose heart. And today we're going to talk about some of the ways to get to that. So the first thing that we're going to talk about is whenever it comes to dealing with divorce, one of the first questions I always get is, Trey, how the heck do I tell them? How do I tell a kid that I'm about to get a divorce? Tough question, but a pretty simple answer. Number one, I always recommend in how to tell your kids about an impending divorce. Be upfront with them. Don't pull punches. Don't feed them a lot of crap. Don't feed them something just to make them feel better. Now, I'm not saying you run out there and you tell them, yeah, your father or your mother was sleeping around on me. I'm not saying you give them big details or something like that. But just be upfront. Keep it short. Keep it very simple. Don't overcomplicate it. Don't go all huge on it. Don't make it bigger than it has to be. So I recommend phrases like, you know, mommy and daddy just couldn't get along. We couldn't figure out how to get along without fighting or something like that. Just keep it very, very simple for them. Don't make big elaborate things. Don't walk into this, well, you see a mommy and a daddy, and then they can sometimes grow apart. You know, just don't do that. Just make it very simple. Mommy, daddy couldn't get along. We couldn't get along. Next thing I recommend, I'm talking about how do we tell our kids, be honest about the changes with your kids when you tell them. Be very quick to talk to them about what is going to change. Dad is going to be living in a different house. Mama's going to be staying here now. Mommy and Daddy aren't going to be sleeping in the same bed. Think about those things in advance about what your kids are going to notice that's different with you guys. And be ready to address those and be upfront with them. I think a lot of times because there's shame and pain and hurt involved in all of this, that I think parents have a tendency to be a little overly protective of their kids and what they tell them. And I recommend just be upfront with them. Be upfront with them about the changes. I'm not saying be upfront with them about what you think about their about the spouse. But just be upfront with them about what's going to be happen, what's going to be different, what can they expect. Next off, be reinforcing. This one can be very important for our kids because as they're moving into this new mentality of what's going on between mom and dad, they need to know that it's going to be okay. Now, you need to acknowledge that it's not okay right now. That for your kids, they are not feeling okay. It's not the easy decision that they're just going to be fine with. And we need to acknowledge that as parents, that our kids often go through things that we're not with them on. We see things and feel things and experience things different than them, and that is okay. But we need our kids focusing on what's going to be. We don't want them getting fixated on where it is now. Of course it sucks right now. There's a lot of stuff we go through that just stinks right now in that moment. But if we give it time, and we give it, if we talk about it, we get it out, we figure out what we believe about things, we almost always can be just fine with them. So get your kids talking about them. Help them process all this mess. In relation to being reinforcing, I also encourage you guys, say I love you as much as you can. Men, you daddies out there who don't say it much, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be a jerk here. Get over it. Do it anyway, guys. I'm so serious. You need to be letting your kids know how much you love them because a lot of times they will see withdrawal from them as anything but what we want them to see it as. Love on them. Tell them you love them. Show them those ways that they love to be loved on. If you've read Gary Chapman's The Five Love Languages for Children, go reread that again. Remind yourself what your kids are and show them how much you love and care them off about them. And next off, in terms of being reinforcing, do not blame your spouse. Did you hear that? Do not blame your spouse. Do not be blaming. Do not be mean. Do not be vindictive. Do not be spiteful. I do not care if they are turds. I do not care if they are butts or if they are lazy or if they are tightwads. I don't care. Your kid identifies with some part of themselves in their other parent. And if you reject that other parent, kids will see it this way. You're rejecting them. Listen, don't tear down your spouse. That tearing down of your spouse does not drive a wedge between that other kid and that kid and your spouse. Doesn't work that way. It drives a wedge between that kid and you. Seen it for years, guys, over and over and over. Don't dog on your spouse, okay? So the next part of it is how do we help our kids deal with all this stuff? Next off, we need to let our kids and help our kids learn how to feel. Kids experience a wide range of emotions. Most of the ones that we expect, but some of them we may not be fully ready for. We may not be fully expecting. So what should we do in helping kids feel? Number one, shut up. Sorry to be so mean, guys. We are so caught up in about what's going on and how we're being affected and all those other things that we often forget to stop and take a look. Now, not all parents are this way. I want to be real clear. Not all parents are this way. Not all divorced parents are this way. But the first thing we need to do is just sometimes just shut up and listen. Just listen. You know, maybe, I mean, one of the reasons this is so important is, first off, kids have emotions, and they need to get them out. And they can't get them out if we're always talking to them, if we're always trying to help them find good ways to see this. If we're always telling them, well, you know, it's this and it's that, and it's not about you. Sometimes we get so busy doing those techniques, we forget to just let our kids fail. Just think about it this way. Maybe they're upset with you. Your kids need to know that it is also absolutely 100% okay to be upset with you. It's what they do with it. They're upset with you and they throw bricks at you. You see, that's not okay. We can't allow that. But it is okay for our kids to be upset with us. And our kids need to know that. Our kids need to hear from our mouth, it's okay if you're upset with me, baby. It is. I can very much understand how you're upset right now. And it's very okay. It's not okay to yell at me and tell me that you hate me, but I understand that you feel upset with me, and that is okay. Let kids know. We're going to talk about that here in the next part of this, but validating your kids is some of the most powerful things that you can do. You also want to shut up and listen sometimes, because you'll be surprised at how many things will go through your kid's head that you didn't even know were there. Thoughts, belief systems about what's going on that you're like, whoa, really? That's not it at all. So it's very important just to hush and let our kids talk sometimes. Let them get it out. Let them say it. Even if we disagree with it, just letting them get it all out and feeling listened to can be very, very important. Next off, validate your kids' feelings. Before you think I'm going all counselor town on you with this, guys, validate is defined as this: supporting the value of something. So if your kids have feelings, we validate their feelings by letting them know that what they're feeling is of value to us. It's valuable. It's important that we acknowledge it. Mom, I really hate you, what you did. Now, I'm not saying you let your kids get away with saying that they hate you, but validating a feeling can be, baby, I understand you're very upset, and I think that's very fair. I've been upset before. This is the way I felt, and so I understand that, and I absolutely get that. You see, when you validate feelings, when you say things like, I think I'd probably feel kind of the same if I was in your shoes, it lets them know that the emotions that they're going through aren't crazy, that the emotions that they're going through aren't nuts, that they're pretty valuable, they're real, and it's what most people experience when they go through it. It's very, very, very confirming, very validating, highly recommend it. And then also, I want to talk about letting the kids feel and helping them feel. Help your kids explore their feelings as well. A lot of times we're so afraid to touch this with a 10-foot pole that we just kind of leave it unsaid. We don't talk about it, and kids don't know what to do with it, and they kind of freak out with it. And then we often get upset with them because they're freaking out about it. But help your kids explore their feelings. You know, say things like, you know, when I was a kid, my mom and dad got a divorce too. And I remember feeling so X. I remember being so blank. I remember thinking that whatever. I mean, whatever it is. Explore those things out with them. Maybe you say, well, Trey, I've never been divorced before. That's okay. You can make that work too. You know, I remember whenever I was a kid and I saw one of my friends get divorced, right? I mean, whatever it is, there's tons of ways to do it. Help your kids explore those feelings that they're having. Your kids do not come with a user manual on how to handle emotions and what they feel like. It is 100% our job to teach our kids what different kinds of emotions are. So help them go through that. And last, biggest one that I can encourage you guys with, do not force cheeriness. I know sometimes it's kind of one of the easy ways out. We want our kids to be giggling and laughing. We want them to be little kids. So we try to be cheery. Don't push them faster than they're ready. I'm not saying that you don't try to be fun. I'm not saying that you don't try to be funny with them. But don't try to force cheeriness on them. There's a decision that has been made that is probably one of the single-handed biggest decisions that they're going to go through, at least up into this period of their life. More often than not, see, a lot of I've had a mom and dad say, well, why wouldn't I want them to be cheery? I want my kids laughing and whatnot. And I say that's fair, and I think they need to be, and we need to get them back to laughing as soon as possible. But right after it first happens, in most all cases that I've seen, it's not about helping kids cope or deal with the emotions. It's about the parents not liking their kids being upset because they feel personal, and it's about trying to relieve the tension that they feel as a parent by getting them to laugh. So as long as they're laughing, they're not mad at me. Don't do it, guys. Easy thing to get caught up, but just don't do it. Next off, guys, in terms of what can we do to help our kids get through this, make sure that they don't go screwy on the way. Kids are trying to make sense of a lot of information right now. New things, mom's not living in the house with us anymore, dad's not here, we don't know what to do, dad's sleeping in a hotel right now, does he love us, does he care about us, does she really still care about us, blah, 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 blah. So you want to make sure that along the way you remind your kids about things like, why are we getting a divorce? I recommend remind them of that regularly. If divorce even moderately comes up, ask them, hey, do you remember why we're getting a divorce? And then go back over that. No, we're doing it because whatever. Mommy, daddy just can't get along, okay? Keep doing that over and over and over. Remember that it's not uncommon for kids to kind of flip-flop on understanding it and then not understanding it and then seeming to have a pretty good grasp on it and then totally coming unglued. Just be patient. It takes time for kids to really make sense out of all of this. And just be patient with them. They'll eventually get there. Tell them again and again, over and over and over and over, always, 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 that mommy and daddy still love them and that it's not about them. I know I'm kind of beating this to death, guys. I'm serious. Your kids need to be reminded regularly that the reason we're getting divorced doesn't have anything to do with them. It's because of our stuff and our things. Next off, for what we can do, say it again. I'm going to tell you guys one more time. Don't badmouth your spouse. I know I've gone over that a lot, but it's one of the easiest things to do, especially when we're angry and we're upset and we've just spent time picking apart every single flaw of our ex-spouse. Do not badmouth them. I'm saying, guys, don't just badmouth them in front of their face. I encourage you, don't badmouth them to your friends. Sometimes you're going to need to vent. Yes, that's fine. I'm not saying don't do that, but don't just badmouth for badmouthing's sake. Listen so very carefully here. Your kids need this from you. Once again, your kid finds some level, they find an intrinsic piece of who they are in your spouse. And if you are badmouthing that spouse, in the smallest sense, to most kids, you are rejecting them. You're rejecting that part of them that identifies with spouse. Do not badmouth your spouse, guys. I'm not telling you this to be a butt. I'm not telling you this because I'm trying to push my belief systems about right or wrong onto you. It's none of that. I'm trying to save your relationship with your kid. Don't badmouth. Next off, I encourage you guys, just like when you're on an airplane, put your flight mask on first. I'm sorry, guys. I got to diverge on that. I don't know if y'all heard that in the background. If that sounded like a giant toot, it wasn't. That was my tea mug. Making a really, really funny sound as I rotated it to take a sip of it. So anyway, not what it might have sounded like. Some of you guys are like, yeah, sure, Trey, whatever. I swear, I own up to my own stuff, okay? Now that we've gotten past that, let's jump back on this one. Put your oxygen mask on first. Remember, like in flying, I don't know if you guys have ever gone flying, right? But if there's ever a depressurization of the cabin in low oxygen altitudes, what they do is they drop down oxygen masks, right? What do they always tell you to do first? Put your oxygen mask on first, then your kid. I recommend the exact same thing when it comes to divorce and working through this stuff. Let's be honest. However we're handling it is in a lot of ways how well our kids are going to handle it. So I recommend you take care of yourself first. How exactly do you do that? Here's just a few things that I suggest out of it. There's more to it that you can go through. These may not fit your personality or your lifestyle. I understand that. But some of the things I recommend is get exercise. Exercise just makes us feel good. Exercise yourself. Spend time with healthy friends. I choose my words very strategically here. There are friends out there that are great friends that give us great advice and help us. There are also friends out there that suck. I'm sorry. Not trying to be rude. I'm not trying to be a butt here. But there are friends out there that are sucky friends. They give bad advice. It makes us feel good in the moment. I just tell him off. Just go key his car. Slice his tires. And I'm being overly dramatic here on purpose. But those are not the friends that I suggest you hang around with. They may be close friends. They make you feel good. Oh, I'll go beat him up for you. All that stuff does not mean they're good friends. If they're not giving you good advice, I don't recommend it right now. Especially not right now, because your kid needs you to see your spouse in as positive a light as possible. So go spend time with your healthy friends. Express your own feelings. I don't care if you need to do that with your friends. Get yourself a dadgum journal and start writing this crap down. Or if you need to go see a therapist, guys. Remember, therapist is not about being crazy. A therapist, going to see a counselor, somebody who counsels, is about somebody who gives you advice, particularly about how the mind works and the emotions work. So I highly recommend you guys do that. Guys, I recommend, my favorite is my good buddy Jeff. I don't recommend him because he's my good buddy. I don't recommend him because we do the Real Family Guys podcast. I recommend because, honestly, I think he's good. I think he's better at being a therapist than I am. So I highly recommend you guys go check out www.youneedacounselor.com. That's my buddy Jeff. And I don't know if he'll be able to do it or not, because he's busy and he's got a full client load right now. But I've asked him if he could put down some stuff on divorce, on what you guys can do as parents for your divorce over on his site, youneedacounselor.com. Anyway, go check out his site. Good stuff. You definitely want to see it. Again, going back to what we need to do when it comes to taking care of ourselves, never vent the negatives to your kiddo, ever. Ever, 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 ever. Do not vent the negatives about your ex-spouse to your kids. I know you guys are tired of hearing that, but I'm going to keep saying it, and I'm going to drive it through until you're absolutely frustrated with it, because this is one that is so vital. And truthfully, it's one of the easiest rules to break. And then last, guys, in terms of putting the oxygen mask on yourself, taking care of yourself, try to find the funny. I know that's hard sometimes, but look for the funny in life. It's so vital. It's so necessary to help us, and it even helps our kids out. And last, guys, I want to wrap it up on this question. It's a question that's very popular. I get it a lot whenever I work with couples that are divorcing and have kids. One of the popular questions is, well, what about my new love interest? Guys, I may offend a few of you with this. I'm very passionate about this, and I'm very opinionated about this. Frankly, it's rarely one of the most popular questions that I answer, but I feel it's an absolute must because it comes up so much. What do we do if we have new love interests come into our life? Simple as this. Always put kids first. Always. Kids always need to be first. I don't care if you got a new love interest and they're amazing and they're a fantastic dad or an incredible mom. I do not care. I'm not saying you shouldn't have those things, but you always put those kids first. Those kids need to know that they come before spouse. Or new spouse or new love interest, boyfriend, girlfriend. And I know that's kind of a slap to the face, guys, but I'm very passionate about that. The minute that you signed on that dotted line of irreconcilable differences, you just severed with that other person, the both of you, you two just severed the single-handed, most important relationship with your kids. How do you think that's going to leave them feeling? I'm going to be willing to go out on a limb here and say that they are going to be uncertain, they're going to be worried, they're going to be scared. Now, I want y'all to hear me say, I am not necessarily opposed to new relationships. But then what your belief systems are, I'm not saying that they're wrong, that I don't think that there's no way they could work out. I do not mean that. And I don't even mean that kids couldn't even learn how to deal with that. But I'm telling you guys this. You need to make dang sure that your kids know that you would pull that ejection handle on that relationship in a heartbeat for them. Already you have divorced one of the most important people in their lives. I'm not saying that it's wrong. I'm not telling you that you did anything wrong. I'm not questioning that decision. But you just separated and tied one of the strongest relationships with a kid. And there's already instability. There's always nervousness. There's always hurt there. And if your kid is not 100% on board with you getting with someone else, I'm telling you, don't do it. Now, some people get really pissed at this. They get really upset at me when I tell this advice. Now, I'm sorry. Guys, this is a consequence of it. When you got married and you had kids, you tied yourself inexorably to that person for the rest of your life. And I think this idea of divorce, it gives us this false sense of thought that we can get away from things, that we can be done with it. We can tie it. We can cut that tie. If you've got kids mixed in the middle, you can not. You're tied together. Now, am I saying that you must be married? Am I saying that you must stay together, that you must live in the same house or smooch or any of that other stuff? No. But you have got to get to the point where you can co-parent, even if you're not together, your kids. But that's just the consequence of all this, guys. You just flipped one of the strongest relationships that they had with one of the most strongest people that they had in their lives. And you've thrown the world upside down. And I'm saying you, as in the two. I'm not just blaming this on whoever's listening. There's two sides to this. But you just flipped their world upside down. And I'm willing to bet that you did that without their consent. You probably didn't go to them and say, hey, guys, is it okay if I divorce your father? Hey, is it okay if I don't see your mama anymore? Probably didn't get their consent on that. So what I'm saying is I don't recommend that approach again. Making a big decision like that in their lives without checking in to see what they think about it, I don't recommend it twice. I'm not saying that your kids get to make choices for you or they get to run you over. That is not what I'm suggesting. But I want to pitch it this way. This isn't high school anymore, guys. Getting in and out of relationships like we used to when we were kids, it's not the same anymore. Because now we have kids that tie us together. Because you see, it's not just your emotions that are at stake anymore. Getting with a new person isn't just about how good it feels for you. It has everything to do with the kids that you have in your life now. How is it going to affect them? How are they going to feel about this? I've had some look at me and say, well, Trey, they're not being rational. You know, well, they're still mad at me. You know what I tell them? Exactly. See, we haven't worked through this yet. We're not ready. It's not time. And we need to make sure that we do everything we can to help our kids be as healthy as possible. So one day we can get to that point whenever they say, you really should think about marrying somebody new. When they want that for us. I'm not trying to suggest that you leave the decision of dating a new person to your kids. All 100% in their hands. I'm not suggesting that you let them manipulate you or control you. But what I am saying is, if they ain't on board with you, I am strongly encouraging you, don't do it. Wait until you've got them on board before you make a decision like that. Well, guys, that's all that we have for this episode of the Family Podcast Network, helping you work with your tough kids. And even those that aren't. I sure do hope you guys have a great day. Make sure you stay tuned this Friday. Real Family Guys Podcast. Jeff and I get on and we talk about the nitty gritty about being dads. Taking some of this stuff that we talk about here at Family Podcast Network. How does it work in the real world? We put it to work. We talk a little bit about that. Our successes, our failures. Definitely want to check us out at thefamilypodcastnetwork.com this Friday. Check out our show. Hope to see you guys there. Have a great week.